Now, the voices of Bronco Athletics, Bob Beeler and Chris Lewis on Sports Radio 93.1 FM and 1350 AM, The Ticket.
Yesterday, we thought we were going to get some news on some tweaking to the Boise State football uniforms. Today, Broncosports.com gives you a first look at Boise State baseball uniforms. There's no coach for the Broncos. There is no stadium yet, although it looks like it's coming down the pike, and no announcement of when the first game is going to be played. But Chris Lewis, we know what the Bronco baseball uniforms are going to look like.
So go to KTIK.com. Right now we have the pictures up. So again, KTIK.com, so you can sort of follow along about what we're going to be talking about for this, because it's exciting, right? Like, this is a day where, like, my guard is finally down. Like, there still was part of me that was probably silly to be like, all right, still with the guard up, right? There could be something that could go wrong that could derail the baseball project. But once you start getting jerseys, okay, you start to really get your guard let down. So you get the pinstripe look. You have an away gray, you have the alternate blue, you have an alternate orange, you have a throwback jersey, and then you have the cream alternate. So those are the six main tops.
Now they also have six caps. One is an all blue with a Bronco head. One is a white front, blue back, orange bill with the Bronco head. One is a blue top, Bronco head, orange bill. One's a black top cap, Bronco head, blue bill. And then a white cap with the blue bill with the Bronco head. And then for the throwback, you've got an all blue with a white B on the front. So six uniform jerseys, six caps. And I'm sure you can mix and match them if you want.
Yes. So it's very, and this doesn't get me hyped because I'm a Philadelphia Phillies fan, but looks a lot like the New York Mets.
Right. Yeah, but blue and orange, what are you going to do? I mean, if your colors are red with a little bit of dark blue, you're going to look like the Cardinals, right? If you're black and orange, you're going to look like the Orioles or the Giants. So that one, you can't help but make it that. I mean, the Mets, I think the Mets do have sharp uniforms.
Yeah, they have pretty good ones. We don't have the black, and that's the one that's missing. The Mets have their black alternate, and Boise State, for a lot of sports, I know like softball, for example, has their black look. None of these baseball jerseys are black yet, and I'm sure years down the line, it could maybe get a black alternate up in there. But yeah, the rest of these jerseys, I could come up with a Mets jersey of the equivalent. Like, the Mets have their pinstripe, the Mets have that gray look, the Mets have the blue alternate. They don't really have an orange alternate that I've seen very
much. They do
not. Maybe in spring training they wear something close to something like that.
The thing I like about the two main uniforms, the main home and the main gray, you go with the nickname on the front of the home, and you go with the school or the city name in the major leagues. That is classic. Mm-hmm. That is traditional. That is spiffy, in my opinion.
Spiffy. All right. I love the vocab being broken out to describe these. We get spiffy.
Let me ask you. Baseball, I think, and maybe because there's a lot of time to talk between pitches, but I think people have opinions of uniforms in baseball maybe more so than any sport.
I think college football takes the top of the list of uniforms that get discussion. College football with Oregon and, you know, how many different combinations they have.
Yeah.
Boise State gets thrown in there with all the crazy
people,
jerseys they have.
I think the people on their own dislike certain uniform combinations that their own team has. Like, there's several giant combinations I don't like, and I just soon see them throw away. So, and it has nothing to do with whether I can see the numbers or not.
So what goes into a one that is Bob Beeler approved and one that is a Bob Beeler disapprove?
Has to be clean. I don't like something like that is outlined with the same color where they just kind of have a little line around it. I like something that has, you know, that has a decent amount of color, even if the uniform is white and gray, you know, different trims. I like something that, like, I like the fact that on these uniforms, they've got the piping, which are the around the neck and down the front where the buttons come, not on the gray and not on the pinstripe.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some teams use it on a gray solid uniform. I do not like that look. I like the look with the Bronco head. I think the piping makes the Bronco head stand out.
Yeah. That's a good call. Now, what's your feeling on pinstripe?
I like pinstripes. I like pinstripes if you have used it. The Giants have never used pinstripes. The Dodgers have never used pinstripes. They should not. The Yankees have used pinstripes. The Phillies have used pinstripes. The Mets have used pinstripes. They should. Baseball, look, Boise State, love the pinstripes with the Broncos. Love it.
Because they're starting from scratch, so they don't have really as much of a tradition as the Phillies and the Yankees when it comes to pinstripes, so they could say, do we want pinstripes or not? You like the fact that they have the pinstripes.
You're listening to Idaho Sports Talk, Bob Beeler, Chris Lewis, discussing Boise State baseball uniforms. Six combinations are out. We don't have a coach. We don't have a stadium built yet. We don't have a player committed. We don't even know what season we're going to start, but we know what we're going to look like. I really like, of these uniforms, I like the fact that they use the font that you'll see on other teams' uniforms in the end zones for Broncos and Boise State. But I have to admit, my favorite uniform is the one that has Broncos in script writing on the cream uniform.
Yeah, there you go. We agree. We're on the same page. You like that cream alternate, don't you? I like that slick cursive. I don't know what it is because you're right. It doesn't match the font of what Boise State's typical logo is. But that cursive look is pretty fly. I like it.
And then the throwback uniform to 1968. I don't know what made 1968 special. I must say I don't know if they won a championship or something, but it is about as plain as you can get. Something that you'd expect to see back in the 60s or the 50s where, you know, they weren't able to do a lot of things where it's just black letters, Broncos, blue, no other second color. Very, very plain.
That's about, basic bare bones. But, hey, some people like the bare bones look. So I think they have something for everybody. Again, the only thing that I think is missing is the black. Now, my whole thing is, what pants do you wear with the alternates? Because there's no, like, you know, you don't wear blue pants, and you don't wear orange pants with the alternates, but you can go with
the alternates.
White.
You're talking about the blue and the...
Yeah, the blue and the orange.
Well, I think it depends on whether you're home or away. Okay. You wear the white pants if you're the home team. You wear the gray pants if you're the away. Yeah, I think if you went with the blue, much like the Pirates did in the late 70s, where they mixed and matched white, yellow, black... I don't think matching orange pants or blue pants with the orange and blue jerseys, to me, that has a softball-y look. I would not like that.
Now, can you overuse the alternates is the other question here, because you have a base home and a base away. Now, how much do you want them to work in the blue and orange before you feel like it's not an alternate anymore and it's just something they're working in the rotation with the rest of them?
I think one of the key factors when you're playing a three-game road trip is you want three different uniforms because you don't want to have to clean them between game one on a Friday night and game two.
I see.
So I think it's very important, having traveled with college baseball teams, that you have two things, three things, depending on how many games you play, that are different. So I think that you're going to see there are six uniforms. Most series in the conference are three games. I think you're going to see one of them is a Friday, one of them is a Saturday, one of them is a Sunday. Now, if you have a rainout and there's a doubleheader, I don't think they'd change uniforms between games of a doubleheader. I think they'll probably have to pick one and go with it.
All right. So I'm excited. It's the next step. Now, again, you mentioned no coach, no stadium announcement yet.
The stadium, you feel pretty good about the stadium, right? I mean, we kind of have a spot.
Mm-hmm.
The financing looks like it's coming together. You know, I think the announcement of when the program's going to start and who the coach is going to be, because I think you're going to have to be preparing for a full year. Like, I don't think it's possible to play in 18. No one has suggested they're going to play in 18. And with every day that passes, I think it would be harder to play in 19.
With that in mind, like, how do you take that step with a coach?
Well, you're paying him. I mean, think about it. Oregon convinced the Cal State Fullerton to leave that position and basically go dark one whole year as far as playing, going out and recruiting. You know, I don't think that's going to be an issue. If somebody thinks that this is a good spot, new stadium, starting from scratch, the ability, I mean, it's like basically like an expansion team. They're getting ready. Your field manager, your general manager are in place well before the first season.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that Boise State's going to have trouble getting somebody. If once they identify the person and that person is interested, they'll have to do whatever it takes to get the team on the field.
So now that we're starting to express our preferences, if you will, you know, Boise State jerseys. We're talking a little bit about coaching. Is there a preference in the style of baseball that you want to see? Because I know it's going to be limited with the amount of resources and the, you know, type of athletes that you're able to bring in, but all things being equal, would you rather see a small ball speed type team? Would you rather see a squad invest a lot of their resources, limited as they are, in pitching and have a lot of low-scoring games? Power bats, is that something you want to see? I'm being curious to see like where the fan base mindset would be for what kind of baseball you want to watch.
Baseball coming to Boise State. It was announced, what, about a month ago? Bob Beeler, Chris Lewis here on Idaho Sports Talk on Sports Radio The Ticket. And then today, uniforms. First thing out, if you'd guess, Chris, what would be the first thing out of the chute? Maybe a coach, maybe an official when we're going to start play. Uniforms is designed by Nike, first thing out of the chute.
Makes sense. It is college athletics, after all, and uniforms is like half the battle. So you got fly uniforms, you got a chance.
All right, let's go to Tony. Tony has a question about baseball. Tony, welcome to Idaho Sports Talk on Sports Radio The Ticket.
Hey, boys, thanks. I got to tell you, I'm glad they came out with the uniforms first because I was kind of on the fence, kind of bummed about wrestling a little bit. But now that you guys are talking about them, driving, I'm like, those uniforms sound pretty rad. I'm pretty stoked on them.
Makes it a reality,
kind of
doesn't it?
What you guys are talking about.
Well, go to KTIK.com. Look at them when you get off the road.
I will, but I got a question for you, and maybe it's silly, but, you know, the Broncos, the football team, they're known for the blue turf. What's the outside chance that, I mean, if we're starting from scratch here, and they were the first ones to kind of do that turf for football, what's to say they don't make the infield blue turf?
I think the fact that there's going to be a minor league baseball team using the field probably for more games, I think would make it a little less possible.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. I mean, talk about branding, sticking to the script. But, yeah, as long as they can play and you got jerseys, you eventually get a coach and you get a team, yeah, I'm hype about it. So, yeah, it's the thing about the jerseys is it does make it settle in more as a reality of something that's closer to being on the horizon, even if it doesn't necessarily change anything when it comes to a start date.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm pretty fired up. Thanks, boys.
Thanks,
Tony.
Appreciate it. Yeah, Bluefield, interesting thought. Yeah. Sharing it, I think, makes it more difficult to do something as unique as that.
Yeah, you don't need to. Do we need to start with gimmicks? Like,
no.
These jerseys aren't gimmicks. It's like they're cool looking jerseys. They're solid jerseys. Nike does a great job curating uniforms. But it's not like these are gimmicky outside of the realm of what you see in baseball uniforms. So you can be a little traditional.
I mean, what would gimmicky be? Polka dots, stripes. Yeah. I mean, all kinds of – I mean, you can imagine. I mean, some of the uniforms in the Major League Baseball, we were looking at that Astro one the other day. I would say that one was kind of gimmicky because no one went with the multicolored stripes across the uniform. I don't think anybody's ever done that before, since, or even at the time the Astros were doing it.
Minor League Baseball has some crazy uniform combinations that they can do, and they auction those jerseys typically at the end of the games. Where they have, like, they could have something like Fresh Prince of Bel Air night, and they put, like, a picture of Will Smith on their jersey. So, if you really wanted to get out of this world crazy, there's a route that you could do to take it. But that could be a special promotion night more than it is what you're going to wear on a day in, day out basis.
You're listening to Idaho Sports Talk. Bob and Chris here. Our Fresh Never Frozen Domino's hotline number is 424-9300. Let's go to Bill. Bill, welcome to our show.
Thank you. You said the uniforms are from Nike. I'm assuming Nike's not just giving the uniforms out. Boise State has to pay at least a discounted price. Is that right?
I would assume nobody's going to give, but maybe they would for publicity. I don't know how the contract works.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm just saying that so these designs had to be in the works probably for, you know, a little while. Mm-hmm. I guess it just goes back to how they treated the wrestling program and not to let the coaches know until the last, you know, the last minute. You know, you guys are all excited about the uniforms and everything else, and that's fine. But it's still going to take me a while to get over how BSU and Custra treated the coaching program on the wrestling. And what's the budget for the coaching staff? They're going to have at least five guys, aren't they? So is that going to be about $500,000 when you include the head coach and the three or four assistants? Or are we going to go part-time? I mean, it's great to be all enthusiastic, but this program is going to cost an awful lot of money.
Yeah, it's understandable, the frustration, especially from, you know, somebody who supports wrestling as much as it sounds like you do. I mean, just coming
no,
from
it's
my...
not so much...
Go for it.
Chris, no, I appreciate it. It's not so much supporting of the of wrestling. Okay, sports come and go.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way it was handled. I mean, try and wrap your head around that, okay? And instead of... It's the way it was handled. And if you think it was handled fine, great. Keep collecting your paycheck. But I swear, it was... badly handled. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Bill. I've been with different schools that have dropped sports. It's tough. You can't tell people before you want it out, because if not, you might as well make the announcement when you want to make it.
Exactly. It's tough. It reminds me of a lot, even the decision for LeBron when he made it. It's like, oh, it's not the decision you made. It's how you handled the situation. And I can only see the frustration when you don't like the result of it. But it's not only if you don't like the result, if it's not handled in the way that you feel is the most classy or most professional way. And if that's how some people interpret it, you can understand why they're upset about it.
All right, let's go to Max. Max wants to talk some baseball with us on Idaho Sports Talk.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. I just wanted to throw in that last call. I mean, I think it's a tragedy to start baseball off on a bad foot. So, I mean, what's done was done with the wrestling program. I grew up wrestling. I'm just as sad as anybody to see that disappear anywhere. But I don't think you can take it out on the baseball program before they even get that on the road, you know.
It's coming from somebody like me, and I'm probably not a fair person with this because I love baseball and watched baseball growing up, and I'm, you know, much more of a fan of that sport than I was of wrestling. And even with the amount of Boise State wrestling events that I've been to, and it was a, you know, pretty good handful, it's still, to me, being able to go to a Boise State baseball game, it still excites me, and I can't wait for the start date. So it's probably not fair for me because I am much more leaning on one sport than I am on the other. So I probably don't share the perspective of a lot of people in this town who have the dedication to the wrestling program that I just
well,
don't have the dedication
I'd say you
to.
Share mine for sure. I had a baseball scholarship for school. I grew up in a wrestling family, but baseball was always my favorite, and I'm stoked. I moved here in October, so I only even got a couple football games in last year, but I can't tell you how excited I am for baseball to get going here. I'm thrilled. I'll get off the air. Thank you guys very much.
Thanks, Max. Appreciate it. Everybody that's listened to this show for, well, I guess the show hasn't been on for 9 years, but I've been here for 9 years. Baseball is my favorite sport all the way. Missed it coming here. Both Bucknell and UMass had baseball. I'm thrilled that baseball's coming to Boise State, and I'm not somebody, I'll have to recuse myself on anything else because baseball is my favorite, so I would want to see it, period.
So it's hard to, you know, hide the excitement, and understanding that maybe the excitement or the, you know, anticipation did come at a cost to the athletic department, but for me to hide my excitement seems a little bit unnatural because, you know, I want to watch baseball. Yeah, it's going to be fun, and I don't want to be somebody who puts up a front that, like, oh, I'm not too hyped about this because of the loss to wrestling. Like, I really want to see Boise State baseball whenever it is.
Talking about Boise State baseball today, because uniforms and hats have been released today to give you an idea of what the team's going to look like when it takes the field. You asked a question before we spoke with Tony, Bill, and Max about Boise State baseball, about what I kind of thought I might like to see the team look like. My experience in baseball at the collegiate level, you want to win your league because that's how you get to the NCAA tournament. And it's unfair to say right away you want to contend for, you know, super regionals and getting to Omaha. The idea is to be good in your league first and then see where it goes after that. Every team that I've ever worked with that's been good has had good starting pitching. There are fewer pitchers out there than there are position players. You can usually cobble together people who can hit the ball. You've got to find pitching. And if you have scholarships that are limited, that's where you got to spend your money. You got to spend it for pitchers.
Okay, yeah, that makes a lot of sense, and you're right to try to get as fast as you can to the middle of the Mountain West and then the top of the Mountain West as possible. That's probably the way you got to do it. Now, again, the resources and the amount of pitching that's available, you probably are not going to be able to get a dominant staff pretty early on in your time as a Mountain West program.
And think about it. If you are drafting, and a lot of times you'll have signing day come in college, and you'll think, wow, we got a great signing class. Well, along comes June, and the draft, and all of a sudden three people that you thought were going to be playing for you sometimes end up signing and don't play. The major league teams want pitching. That's the thing that's at the most premium. So the better pitchers, whether it be at the LSU kind of level or whatever level, are the ones that a lot of times get the extra money to sign. Mm-hmm. So there are usually more hitters out there. Most of the teams in the various leagues have guys that can hit the ball. It's the difference between the top teams and the bottom teams in the league is pitching.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but following the Major League Baseball draft, and I've followed it decently closely since 2013 when I started working in minor league baseball, there's a lot of talented pitchers at the junior college level mm-hmm. when it comes to baseball. Like, more than what you see, like, talented players getting drafted at other sports from the junior college level. In baseball, it seems like it is a significantly higher percentage of top prospects at that level.
Well, because a lot of them that once you get signed to a college, you can't come out until after your junior year. Mm-hmm. But you can leave a junior college either after your first year or after your second year. So you might be able to find a junior college pitcher if they don't get taken in a draft. Hmm. So that might be another way to find arms early on.
Or it dilutes the pool that there's a lot of them at the junior college level, and now all of a sudden there's, you mentioned, fewer pitchers available anyway, and then there's fewer because the junior college level has a couple of the top prospects. So it's going to be hard to probably build up the talent, especially early on, but as long as there's a field and you got these uniforms and you got a coach, you got a stadium, let's go.